有声音从宝座出来说，神的众仆人啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我的神。这里面一开始说有声音从宝座出来。
Here we see a voice coming out of the throne.
我们读圣经的时候，读到有这样的话，我们就要特别注意。
Every time when we read the Bible, when we come upon this phrase, we need to pay attention.
因为这是神亲自说的话。
Because this is the word spoken by the Lord directly.
他说神的众仆人啊。
He said all his slaves.
凡敬畏他的。
All those who fear him.
无论大小都要赞美我们的神。
Praise our God, small and great.
我们在读出埃及记15章11节。
Turn to Exodus 15:11.
出埃及记十五章十一节
Exodus 15:11.
我们还是一起来读
Read all together.
耶和华啊，众神之中谁能像你，谁能像你至圣至荣，可颂可畏，施行
其万事。
这节乃是以色列人他们过了红海以后所唱的诗歌。
This is part of the hymn they sang after they crossed the Red Sea.
当他们经过这一件事的时候，他们心里就说：众神之中谁能像你？谁能像你？
After they had experienced this, they had a song saying, Who is like thee among the gods, O Lord?
至圣至荣，可颂可畏，施行其事。
Majestic in holiness, awesome in praise, working wonders.
我们要注意这一节圣经跟刚才我们读的启示录有一个相同的地方。
We'll notice that this phrase, this verse has a similarity with Revelation we just read.
在启示录那边说，凡敬畏他的人都要赞美他。
It says in Revelation, praise our God, all who fear him.
好像这个敬畏跟赞美是有关联的。
It seems as though fearing God and praising God are connected.
出埃及记十一章说，至圣至荣，可颂可畏。
Exodus 11 says, Majestic in holiness, awesome in praise, working wonders.
在这里我们就能够看见，好像敬畏神跟赞美神是有关联的。
Therefore, we conclude here that praising God and fearing God is connected.
我们在读诗篇115篇。
Psalm 111.
诗篇一百一十五篇
，Psalm 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115, 115,
天这五天，特别是以色列人在那个逾越节的时候，他们要读的。
Actually, from Psalm 113 to 118 is a portion that the Israelites read in the feast of Passover.
因为这几节圣经乃是纪念他们怎样被神从埃及带领出来。
Because this portion of scripture commemorates how God brought them out of Egypt.
在115篇这里，我们特别注意第九节、第十节、第十一节。
In Psalm 115, let's pay attention to verses 9, 10, 11.
在第九节里面，那个呼召是对以色列人所发出来的。
Verse 9, the calling is toward Israelites.
是说以色列啊，你要依靠耶和华。
O Israel, trust in the Lord.
然后第十节，那个呼召是对亚伦家的。
In verse 10, the calling is toward the house of Aaron.
他说亚伦家啊，你要依靠耶和华。
O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord.
到第十一节的时候，那个呼召是对敬畏耶和华的人的。
Verse 11 is a calling to all those who fear God.
他说你们敬畏耶和华的要依靠耶和华。你们敬耶和华的要依靠耶和华。
You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord.
同样的，在诗篇里面又让我们再一次看见赞美神跟敬畏他的人是有关联的。
Once again, we discover in the Psalm, those who fear God, are those who praise God.
我们再看118篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 118.
我们看第二节、第三节和第四节。
verses 2, 3, and 4.
这里同样的一件事，第二节说以色列啊。
Here we discover in verse 2 says, O Israel.
到第三节说亚伦的家。
Verse 3 says, O the house of Aaron.
到第四节之后说敬畏耶和华的人。
And verse 4 again we see those who fear the Lord.
从出埃及记里面，从诗篇的当中，从启示录的当中，我们看见同样一个事实。
We have seen one fact out of all these portions from Exodus, Psalms, and Revelation.
就是赞美神的人，就是敬畏耶和华的人。
And that is those who praise God are those who fear God.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
我们感谢你，因为你是一位说话的神。
Lord, we thank you, you are God, a speaking God.
如果你不说话，我们就没有办法听到你的话语。
Without your speaking, we have no way to hear your word.
因此今天早上，我们众人再来到你的面前，我们来求主对我们说话。
Therefore, we come before you again to pray that you speak to us.
说在我们的心里面。
Speak into our hearts.
主，我们早上来到你的面前，不是要听到我们从前没有听过的道理。
We're not here to listen to something that we have never heard before.
我们来是这里听到你对我们的心意。
We want to hear your heart's desire.
我们来是要你来摸着我们的心。
We want you to touch our heart.
主，我们是在这里祷告你。
We pray to you.
每一个人在你的面前都被你自己的话语所摸着。
That every one of us will be touched by you in your presence.
祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
我们刚才已经读到敬畏耶和华的人就是一个赞美神的人。
As we have just read, a person who fear God is a person who praise God.
在启示录十九章第五节里面说，他说这个赞美神是无论大小的。
As we saw from Revelation 19:5, this praise comes from all those small and great.
都要赞美神。
They all should praise God.
我们来到神的面前，有一件事我们可以做的。
There's one thing we can do as we come before the Lord.
这一件事跟我们得救的年日没有关系。
This has nothing to do with the years that we have been saved.
在神的家里面有一些侍奉跟得救的年日有关系的。
In the house of God, there are some things that are, have something to do with the, how long we have been saved.
有一些东西是跟我们属灵的年日有一点关系的。
Some things have to do with our spiritual capacity.
但是在赞美神的这一件事跟我们那个年龄是没有关系的。
As far as praising is concerned, it has nothing to do with our spiritual age.
跟我们在对主的那个知识上面也没有太大的关系。
It also has nothing to do with our knowledge of the Lord.
而赞美神乃是跟一个人是不是敬畏神有关系。
But it has everything to do with whether a person fears God.
一个人如果是敬畏神的人
，if a person fears God,
那他就能够赞美神。
He can have some praises.
如果一个人不敬畏神
，the person does not fear God.
他就不能赞美神。
He's unable to praise God.
那到底什么叫做敬畏神呢
？So what does it mean fearing God?
既然敬畏神与赞美神有这样密切的关系，我们就需要来知道什么是敬畏神。
Since fearing God and praising God are so closely connected, we must come to find out what is to fear God.
我们读诗篇113篇。
Let's come back to Psalm 113.
我们来读诗篇113篇
Psalm 113。
我们要读第七节跟第八节
Verses 7 and 8。
我念给弟兄姊妹听。
I'll read to you.
他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，就是与本国的王子同坐。
He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people.
这句话告诉我们一件什么事
？What does these verses tell us？
这一句话告诉我们，一个敬畏神的人就是一个常常活在那个救赎的恩典的光中的一个人。
This verse tells us a person who fears God is a person who lives under the light of the redemption.
如果一个人活在救赎的光的里面
the person lives under the light of redemption,
他就要看见两件事。
He will discover two things.
首一件事，自己是一个贫寒的人。
First of all, he is a poor person.
第二件事，他乃是不但是王子，也与王子同坐。
Secondly, he himself is not only a prince, he sits with the princes.
这两件事呢，是非常奇妙的。
These two items are very marvelous.
同时存在的。
They coexist.
一方面呢，看见我们是在灰尘里面的贫寒人。
On the one hand, we see ourselves to be persons who sit in dust heap.
但是从另外一方面呢，我们又看见自己是王子。
On the other hand, we see ourselves being a prince.
不但是王子呢，是与王子同坐。
Not only prince, but sitting with princes.
换句话说呢，隔壁的也是王子。
In other words, the person next to me is also a prince.
后面呢，也是一个王子。
The person behind me is a prince.
前面呢也是一个王子。
The person before me is a prince.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样想过？
Have you ever thought of it?
你坐在王子的中间呢？
You sit among princes.
我相信很少人这样想。
I believe not many of us think this way.
因为我们没有常常活在救赎的光的里面。
The reason being, we don't often live under the light of redemption.
如果我们真是活在救赎的光的里面，我们就看见每一个人都是王子。
We truly live in the light of redemption, we'll discover everyone is a prince.
我们自己呢也是王子。
We ourselves is also a prince.
坐在王子的当中。
Sitting among the princes.
这样怎能不赞美呢？
This way, how can we not be praised?
难怪这个敬畏神人要赞美神。
No wonder a person who fears God is a person who praises God.
那个光一照下来的时候。
As the light shines.
那个赞美就出来了。
The praises comes up.
因为我们这个人怎么可能成为王子呢？
Because how can we ever be prince?
我们怎么会坐在王子的当中呢？
How can we sit among princes?
我们为什么常常不能赞美？
Why can we not praise?
因为我们不在这个救赎的光的里面。
Because we are not living in this light of redemption.
所以我们不觉得自己是王子。
Therefore we don't feel we are princes.
我们就觉得我们就是我。
We just feel like we are ourselves.
我们不觉得自己是王子。
We don't consider ourselves princes.
另外一方面呢，我们也不觉得自己很贫寒。
On the other hand, we do not consider ourselves very poor either.
我们觉得我们是在中间的。
We're somewhere in between.
我们又不是在灰尘里面的。
Neither are we in the ash heap.
我们又不是在王子。
Nor are we in the prince among the princes.
这叫做没有活在救赎的光的里面。
This is the people who do not live under the light of redemption.
弟兄姊妹啊，
sisters,
如果我们是在灰尘里的贫寒人，
If we live among the ashes,
那神有办法在我们身上做工，
Then the Lord is able to work among us.
如果我们是王子，
If we are princes,
神也能够在我们身上做工，
The Lord can also do a work in us.
神没有办法对于那些中间的人做什么工，
So the Lord can do nothing with those who live in between.
因为那些人没有活在这个救赎的光里。
Because those people do not live in the light of redemption.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
赞美神乃是一个敬畏神的人。
The one who praises God is a person who fears God.
而敬畏神的人乃是常常活在那个救赎的光的里面。
A person who fears God is one who lives oftentimes in the light of redemption.
我们要看见从前在灰尘里的贫寒人，今天是王子。
We must see those who formerly lived in the ashes are those are the princes today.
那我们的赞美是何等理所当然。
Then our praises become a matter of fact.
我们再读114篇。
Psalm 114.
114篇很有意思。
It's interesting in Psalm 114.
我们从第三节开始念。
Let's read from verse 3.
第三节说，沧海看见就奔逃，约旦河也倒流。
The sea looked and fled.The Jordan turned back.
大山踊跃如公羊，小山跳舞如羊羔。
The mountains skip like rams, the hills like lambs.
弟兄姊妹有没有看过这样子的？
Francis, have you ever seen this?
大概很少人看过。
Maybe not many of you have seen this.
所以第五节就开始问。
That's why verse 5 gives us a question.
第五节就说，沧海啊，你为什么奔逃？
What ails you, O sea, that you flee?
约旦啊，你为何倒流
？O Jordan, that you turn back.
大山啊，你为何踊跃如公羊
？O mountains, that you skip like rams.
小山啊，你为何跳舞如羊羔
？O hills like lambs.
这个答案在哪里
？What's the question? What's the answer?
然后在第七节他说大地啊你应见主的面。
It's in verse 7, tremble, O earth, before the Lord.
就是雅各神的面便要震动。
Before the God of Jacob.
什么是敬畏神的人？
What's the person that fears God?
第114篇告诉我们就是活在神面前的一个人。
Psalm 114 tells us it's a person that lives in the face of God.
凡是不敬畏神的人都是没有常常活在神面前的人。
Those who do not fear God are those who do not live in the presence of God.
一个人如果活在神的面前就不得不敬畏神。
Once a person lives in the presence of God, he cannot but worship God.
什么叫做活在神的面前呢？
What does it mean to live in the presence of God?
我们从反面的来说就是不要活在人的面前。
To consider from the reverse side, that is to live not in the presence of man.
什么叫做活在人的面前呢？
So what is it to live in the presence of man?
如果我们在人的面前，我们又读经，我们又祷告。
If we pray and read the Bible before man.
但是我们在人的后面呢，我们不读经呢，也不祷告。
But behind man, we neither pray nor read the Bible.
这叫做活在人的面前。
This is what it means to live only before the face of man.
如果我们在人的面前，我们又服侍。
If we only serve in the presence of man.
但是我们在人的背后呢，我们不服侍。
But before man, we do not serve.
这叫做活在人的面前。
This is to live before man.
如果在这一个标准的底下
，under this standard，
在这个光的下面
，under this light，
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是一个活在神面前的人
？We question: Are we brothers and sisters ones who live before the Lord？
我们做事情是为神做呢，还是为人做
？Do we work for the Lord or work for man？
如果我们是做一件事情是为神做的
，If we do something for God，
那神一定看见了
，God will see it。
如果我们做一件事情是为人做的
，If we only do it for man，
那我们就要注意人有没有看见
，And we must consider whether man has seen it。
如果人看见了，我们心里就满意
，We're satisfied when man has noticed it。
如果人没有看见，我们就觉得白做了
，Without man's notice， we feel we have done something in vain。
这叫做活在人的面前
，This is to live before man.
这不是活在神的面前
，This is not living before God.
活在神的面前的人，他是一个敬畏神的人。
Those who live before God are those who fear God.
活在神的面前，就要看见这个大山荣耀如羊羔，小山跳舞如大山荣耀如公羊，小山跳舞如羊羔。
Once you live before God, you will discover mountains skipping like rams and hills like lambs.
盼望我们都能够被主吸引
，whether all of us are attracted by the Lord，
愿意在神的面前做一个敬畏他的人
，to be a person who fears God willingly。
今天早上在这里有负担要跟弟兄姊妹来交通什么是赞美。
This morning I have a burden to tell to the brothers and sisters what is the praises。
我想从我自己有限的了解里面来交通。赞美的四个方面
I like to fellowship the four aspects from my limited capacity.
并不是说赞美只有这四个方面
It doesn't mean praises include only the four aspects.
这赞美实在是一个太大的题目
The topic of praise is too big a topic.
但是因为我了解的有限呢，我只能从这四个方面来交通
Due to the limitation of my capacity, I can only fellowship these four aspects.
头一点我要跟弟兄姊妹交通的就是赞美是一个祭。
First of all, my fellowship is that praise is a offering, a sacrifice.
我相信这个我们都知道。
I believe we all know about this.
因为我们常常唱这首诗歌，要把赞美的祭献给神。
Because we often sing that song, we bring a sacrifice of praise.
今天早上还唱了两次。
This morning we sang twice.
所以我相信我们都很知道，赞美呢是一个祭。
So we all know, praise is a sacrifice.
第二，我想跟弟兄姊妹交通，赞美就是得胜。
Secondly, I'd like to fellowship with you. Praise is victory.
并不是说我们得胜以后呢，我们才赞美。
It doesn't mean the other way around. After we gain the victory, we praise.
那个赞美的本身就是得胜。
The praise itself is victory.
第三，我要跟弟兄姊妹交通的就是赞美是一个侍奉。
The third point of my fellowship is this. Praise is a service.
相信我们比较少思想在这一方面，赞美本身是一个侍奉。
I believe we do not think about this aspect that praise is a service.
第四点，赞美就是一个荣耀的见证。
Fourthly, praise is a glorious testimony.
我们想先来交通赞美是一个祭。
Let's consider the first point. Praise is a sacrifice.
我们读希伯来书十三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 13.
希伯来书十三章十五节。
Hebrews 13, verse 15.
希伯来书十三章十五节。
Hebrews 13, 15.
好，我们一起来读。
All together.
我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人所成的果子。我们再来读一段。读一段圣经，《使徒行传》十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章二十二节。
Acts 16 verse
22. 二十六节。
And 26.
这里我念给弟兄姊妹听。
I'll read this to you.
这里讲到保罗和希拉的一件事。
This is a story concerning Paul and Silas.
众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打，打了许多棍，便将他们下在监里，嘱咐禁徒严谨看守，禁徒领了这样的命，就把他们下在内监里，两脚上了木狗。也在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告，唱诗赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听，忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
And the crowd rose up together against him, and the magistrates tore off their garments and ordered them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they threw them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them securely. Who, having received such a charge, threw them into the inner prison, secured their feet in stocks. And about midnight, Paul and Silas, while praying, were singing hymns of praise to God.And the prisoners were listening to them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken. And instantly all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were unfastened.
所以保罗和希拉到了一个新的地方，叫腓立比。
Here Paul and Silas came upon a new place called Philippi.
这个地方不是他们自己要去的。
This was not a place where they wanted to go.
而是神启示他们，叫他们去的。
They went because of God's revelation.
去到腓立比的时候，没有很多的人来欢迎他们。
As they went to Philippi, there were not many people welcoming them.
在那里也没有一个很大的传福音的聚会。
And there was not a great big multitude listening to their preaching.
只有到河边找到一个妇人。
They only went to the riverside and found a woman.
有一个妇人得救了。
One woman was saved.
然后他们就被抓起来。
And afterwards they were caught.
然后用棍子呢打了一顿。
They were beaten with rods.
不但用棍子打了一顿呢，还关在监牢里面。
Not only were they beaten with rods, they were thrown into prison.
不但关在监牢里面，还关在内监里面。
Not only thrown into prison, but into the inner prison.
不但关在内监里面，脚上还上了木狗。
Not only into the inner prison, they were fastened with stocks.
我相信一定很痛。
I believe it was very painful.
所以到了半夜还没有睡着。
So they were not even able to sleep in midnight.
弟兄姊妹，这里面有一件不合理的事。
There is something illogical.
就是他们在那里赞美神。
That is, they were there praising God.
这件事是不合理的一件事。
This is something illogical.
有什么原因让他们可以赞美神？
What reason caused them to praise God?
他们的身上还在痛。
They were hurting all over.
他们关在那个监牢的这一内监里面。
They were imprisoned into the inner secure chamber.
他们也不是犯了什么罪。
And they did not even commit any crime.
完全是为着神的缘故。
It was all because of God.
有什么理由让他们在这里赞美？
What gave them the reason to praise?
为什么保罗和希拉在那个时候还能赞美呢？
Why Paul and Silas were able to praise at that time?
因为他们知道赞美是一个祭。
Because they fully realized praise is a sacrifice.
他们知道赞美不是根据我们的心情。
They realize praise is not according to our feelings.
赞美乃是按照神的所示。
Praising is according to what God is.
我们的心情可以改变。
Our feelings fluctuate.
我们的肉体可以改变。
Our flesh can change.
但是神还是值得称颂的。
But God is still worthy to be praised.
因为神没有改变。
It's because God does not change.
虽然我能够被关在监里。
Even though I am in prison.
但是神没有被关在监里。
But God is not in prison.
所以神还是值得称颂的。
Therefore God is still worthy to be praised.
当这样的一个看见，从这样一个看见里面出来的赞美，就叫做赞美的祭。
The praise that issued from this kind of seeing is called a praise of sacrifice.
这样的赞美很有能力的。
This kind of sacrifice is full of power.
我们看见那个监的门就打开了。
And we discover the prison door swung open.
我们看见那个锁链呢都脱下来了。
And the stocks were unfastened.
这一种赞美。就是能够让监狱的门打开的那种赞美。
This kind of praise is the kind of praise that causes jailhouse doors to be swung open.
这种赞美就是让人身上的锁链都能够脱下来的赞美。
This kind of praise will release all the bondage of man.
弟兄姊妹，当我们碰到一些情形的时候，很可能我们觉得不能祷告了。
And this is as we come upon certain circumstances, we feel we're unable to pray.
当我们不能祷告的时候，就能赞美。
But as we are unable to pray, we can pray.
我们就要赞美。
We must pray.
因为赞美就能够把那个门打开了。
Because praising opens the door.
赞美就把那个锁链就脱掉了。
Praising unfastens the chain.
在我们在这个地上的这个旅途的上面。
In our earthly journey.
我们常常觉得这个门关了。
We often think that the doors are closed.
是不是我们常常有这样的感觉？
Don't we have such a thought?
好像这个门关起来了，那个门又关起来了。
But this door is closed to me, that door is closed.
我们常常觉得这里有一个锁链，那里有一个锁链。
We often feel like there's a chain here, there's a stock over there.
虽然我们听了很多主的呼召。
Even though we have heard the Lord call many times.
虽然我们里面很受感动。
Even though we're inwardly touched deeply.
但是我们要起来行走的时候。
But as we rise up the wall.
我们觉得那里有一个锁链。
We discover there's a chain.
就是没有锁链的时候
，Even though without a chain，
我们看不到一个敞开的门
，We still do not see a open door。
只有赞美能够开门
，Only praise can open that door。
只有赞美能够把锁链脱掉
，Only praise can relieve us of the chain。
只有赞美的祭能够震动音符的权势
，Only the sacrifice of praise can shake the foundation of hell。
弟兄姊妹，今天世界上有多少人是在锁链底下。
Well, sisters, just consider how many people on earth are under the bondage of chains today.
虽然他们并不见得感觉到。
Even though they may not feel this way.
他们实在是在许许多多不同的锁链的里面。
In reality, they are in many kinds of bondage.
在地上需要有这样的赞美。
On earth today, we need such praises.
好让这些锁链都能够脱落。
To release all those bondage.
既然赞美是一个祭。
Since, praise is a sacrifice.
因此我们来到神的面前。来赞美他的时候，就要有按照那个献祭的原则。
Therefore, as we come before God, we must do it according to the principle of offering.
当以色列人当初要到圣殿的时候
，When the Israelites came before the temple,
每一个人都要带祭物来。
Each person must come with a sacrifice.
如果你能够有机会站在耶路撒冷的门口
，If you have the opportunity to stand at the gates of Jerusalem.
观看那个以色列人进圣殿的情形
，to look at the how Israelites came into the gate，
你就发现有一件事是每一个人都做的
，you will discover one common thing，
就是每一个人都带一个祭物
，that every person comes with the offering，
没有一个人不带的
，there's not one without an offering，
有的人环境比较富有，就带一只牛进来的
，some are richer they come with a bullock，
有的人比较贫穷呢。他就带一个斑鸠就进来了。
Some are poor, they come with a turtle dove.
从这个牛跟斑鸠当中还有很多不同的别的东西。
Between the bullock and the turtle dove, there are all kinds of other offerings.
但是有一点，就是每一个人都带祭物来。
One thing for sure, everyone comes with a sacrifice.
这是一个献祭的原则。
This is the principle of sacrifice.
献祭的原则乃是每一个人都把祭物带到神的面前。
The principle of offering a sacrifice is every person must bring a sacrifice.
当时耶利米得到神的启示
，When Jeremiah received God's revelation，
神告诉耶利米说
，God told Jeremiah，
他说你要站到耶路撒冷的门口
，He told him to stand at the gate of Jerusalem，
你要告诉那些进门的百姓
，Tell the people of Israel，
他说你们来到神的殿里面的时候， 什么重担都不可以带。
As you come into the temple of the Lord, you cannot bear any burden.
但是呢，只能把祭物带进来。
But you can only bring in a sacrifice.
但是今天我们来到神殿里面，是带了什么东西来的？
But today, as we enter into God's temple, what do we bring with us?
我们常常带了我们的重担。
Many times we come with our heavy burden.
但是呢，祭物没有带来。
But we forget about the sacrifice.
这不是献祭的原则。
This is not according to the principle of sacrifice.
不管我们有多少的重担
，regardless how heavy a burden we have，
我们到了神家的门口
，as we come to the God's house，
我们要把那个重担卸下。
We must relieve us of that burden.
然后要把那个祭物带到神的殿。
And we must bring in the sacrifice to the temple of God.
第二点
，secondly，
这个祭物都是预备好的。
All the sacrifices have been prepared.
他们不是先到了圣殿里面。
They don't come to the temple first.
然后到处想去哪里买一个鸽子呢
？And then they go looking for a dove.
当然，到了主耶稣的时代，那个时候他们已经堕落到那个程度。
Of course, by the time of the Lord Jesus, the people have fallen to that degree.
那个时候他们到圣殿里面呢，才去买鸽子。
At that time, they came to the temple to look for doves.
你看主耶稣是何等的愤怒呢
？And you discover how angry the Lord was.
那不是献祭的原则
，because that was not according to the principle of offering.
献祭的原则乃是先预备好的。
The principle of offering is to prepare beforehand.
那一只鸽子乃是在家里面就准备好的。
That dove has been prepared in your home.
那个鸽子不是在聚会的里面变出来的。
That dove did not appear in the midst of meeting.
那个鸽子也不是在聚会的时候去买来的。
That dove was not purchased when you're in the meeting.
那个鸽子呢是在家里面预备好的。
That dove has been prepared beforehand in your house.
那个鸽子礼拜三、礼拜二就有了。
You have gotten that dove Tuesday or Wednesday.
有的人礼拜四、礼拜五就有了。
Some people get it Friday or Thursday.
然后到了敬拜的日子呢，就能够把那个祭物带来。
And on the day of the Lord, they come bringing the sacrifice.
当以色列人带他们的祭物来的时候。
When the Israelites came with their sacrifice,
因为人很多
because of the multitude,
因为祭物很多
because of the many sacrifices,
所以他们要排队来献祭
they had to wait in line to offer.
他们每个人都把祭物准备好了
everyone having prepared the sacrifice.
到这里，这个人献上以后，那个人就马上上去
after one had offered, the other one comes to offer his.
所以他们的敬拜就是一个祭接着一个祭，一个祭就接着一个祭。
Their sacrifices one after another, one after another.
没有时间是空着的。
It was not a time where there is no sacrifice.
因为每一个人都有祭物。
Because everyone comes with sacrifice.
如果不紧接的话，就没有时间献了。
If they not do it continually, they did not have time to offer all the sacrifices.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在神面前的赞美是不是这样呢
？For instance, our sacrifices today is it like this?
是不是每一个人都等着要赞美呢
？Is it everyone waiting to praise God?
这篇有一句话说得非常好。
There's one verse in Psalm.
他说锡安呢是等着要赞美神。
Zion waited for thee who praise God.
他们的赞美呢是一个等候的要赞美。
Their praise is one of waiting to praise God.
好，这个人还没有赞美完，那个人已经想要赞美出来了。
Before this one finishes praising, the other one already wants to praise.
这实在是很美的一件事。
This is such a beautiful thing.
这样的赞美会把我们带到天上。
This kind of praises will bring us to the heaven.
因为他们乃是在赞美的原则里面来献祭的。
Because they offer in such a principle of sacrifice.
他们都是预备好。
They have prepared.
第三个原则。
Third principle.
以色列人把祭物带到圣殿以后
，After the Israelites bring the sacrifice to the temple，
他们没有一个人再把祭物带回家。
No one goes home with their sacrifice。
祭物带到神的面前，一定要献上。
When sacrifice is brought to the Lord, it must be offered up。
今天我们的情形就不是这样。
Today our condition is not like that。
好不容易呢，亚述要搬救来了。
It took a great effort to produce a turtle dove。
所以我们就把那个斑鸠带到神的面前
，and we bring the turtle up before the Lord。
就一看人家献一只牛
，and then we discover someone else has a bullock。
哦，一看人家献了一只羊
，and then someone has a sheep。
我们就看看自己的斑鸠
，and then we look at our little turtle dove。
哎呀，太小了嘛
！It's such a small thing。
收起来了
，and let's hide it。
然后又带回去了
，and bring it home。
有没有带回去过
？Has anybody brought your sacrifice home？
好多斑鸠都没有献。
I believe many turtle doves are not offered.
好多斑鸠都带回去了。
Many pearls are brought home。
在以色列当时的情形是不可能这样。
In the time of Israel, it was impossible for this to happen。
神不是看牛或者是斑鸠。
The Lord has no regard for either a turtle dove or a bullock。
神是看有没有献祭。
He pays regard to whether there is sacrifice。
我们今天来到神面前。
As we come before the Lord today。
我们不要管那个牛的问题或者是斑鸠的问题。
Don't worry whether it's a bullock or a turtle dove。
如果我们今天还在看牛跟斑鸠的话，
If we pay attention to whether it's a bullock or a turtle dove，
那我们真是不认识神的心意。
And we are those who do not know God's heart's desire。
我们今天乃是要让得到满足，让神的心意得到满足。
Today we want God's heart's desire to be pleased。
所以我们就是有一个斑鸠也好。
So whether we have a turtle dove，
或者我们有一个鸽子
，or a dove，
我们又欢欢喜喜的来献给。
Let's offer to God with a heart of joy。
当我们这样做的时候
，as we do this，
很美的事情
，it is such a beauty。
我们就能够在神的面前跟神有交通
，and then we have fellowship with the Lord in His presence。
因为我们把这个祭献上
，because we have offered our sacrifice。
以色列人如果不献祭的话，他里面就没有平安。
If the Israelites do not offer the sacrifice, they have no peace。
今天我们来到神的面前。如果我们不能够再用赞美来敬拜神的话，
Today as we come before the Lord, if we are unable to praise God with our sacrifice,
我们就好像缺少什么。
There's some lacking.
我相信也许你也能够体会得到。
I believe you can sense it.
如果我们来到神的面前来参加擘饼聚会的时候，
come before the Lord, to participate in the table meeting,
没有办法能够把祭献上。
And we are unable to offer our sacrifice.
总是若有所失。
There is some lack.
好像觉得今天早上少了什么。
Something is missing.
如果你想知道少了什么的话，
You want to discover what is missing.
下次呢， 把你的祭物献上。
Next time, bring and offer your sacrifice.
我们现在呢，献祭的人呢，还不是很多。
Right now, we don't have that many who actually make offering.
所以呢，你一定有机会献的。
Therefore, you must have the opportunity to offer.
现在还有很多的时候你可以献祭的。
There are many time slots where you can present your offering.
盼望我们弟兄姊妹真是认识这一件事。
I hope all our brothers and sisters would have a realization of this.
能够有一点学习。
And learn upon this.
献祭的事情不是看我方便不方便。
The matter of offering is not a matter of convenience.
也不是看我的心情好不好。
It's not a matter of whether I feel good.
献祭是看神是不是应当得到。
It is altogether a matter of whether the Lord gained it.
既然神是值得我们献祭的。
Since the Lord is worthy to receive our offering.
所以我们就一定要把祭献给他。
Then we must offer our offering.
这是我们里面的一个学习。
This is an inward learning.
这是今天想教的交通的头一点。
This is the first point of my fellowship.
赞美是一个祭。
Praise is a sacrifice.
第二，赞美是一个得胜。
Secondly, praise is a victory.
我们看历代志下。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
历代志下二十章
，Second Chronicle Chapter 20。
我们念第一节，还有二十一节、二十二节。
Verses 1, 21 and 22。
我念弟兄姊妹听。
I'll read it to you。
此后，摩押人和亚门人又有尼乌尼人一同来攻击约大法。第二十节，次日清早，众人起来往提哥雅的旷野去。出去的时候，约沙法站着说：“犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民啊，要听我说，信耶和华你们的神，就必立稳；信他的先知，就必亨通。约沙法既与您商议了，就设立歌唱的人，颂赞耶和华，使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，走在军前赞美耶和华，说：当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱永远长存。”众人方唱歌赞美的时候，耶和华就派伏兵击杀那来攻击犹大人的亚门人、摩押人和希尔山人，他们就被打败了。
Now it came about after this that the sons of Moab and the sons of Ammon, together with some of the Manunites, came to make war against Jehoshaphat. Verses 20 and 21, 22. And they rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa.And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Listen to me, O Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who sang to the Lord and those who praised him in holy attire as they went out before the army and said, give thanks to the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting. And when they began singing and praising the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Jerusalem, so they were routed.
这里讲到一件事，就是有敌人来攻击以色列人。
Here we see the enemy comes against Israelites.
那个时候，以色列人的王叫约沙法。The
king of the Israelites is called Jehoshaphat.
那个时代是以色列人相当软弱的一个时代。This
was a period of time when the Israelites were very weak.
他们知道靠着他们的力量，他们没有办法战胜这些人。They
knew full well by their own strength they had no way to conquer the enemy.
但是约沙法是一个敬畏神的人。But
Jehoshaphat is a person who fears God.
他就率领的百姓到神的面前进食。And
he brought the people before God fasting.
然后在这天早上，他们就做了一件很奇特的事。And
they did something peculiar this morning.
这一件事呢，也是不合理的。
And this thing is also illogical.
他们已经知道打不过敌人了。They
knew full well they are unable to face the enemy.
他们就设立一些唱歌的人。And
then they chose some singers.
然后穿上圣洁的礼服。And
put on holy attire.
要他们走在那个军队的前面。And
set them before the army.
这有点像炮灰一样哈。This
is like a like sending them to die, to commit suicide.
但是圣经上告诉我们，他们正唱歌的时候，
but the Bible tells us as they sang.
我们要注意这个字，方唱歌的时候，
as they sang,
神就差遣伏兵击杀他们的敌人。
God set ambushes against the enemy.
赞美就是得胜。
Praising is the victory.
他们什么时候得胜?
When did they win the victory?
他们正在唱歌的时候就得胜。
As they sang.
我相信我们很多人哈，我们心里面都有一个盼望。
Many of us has a wish.
我不晓得你心里面有没有这样一个盼望。
I don't know whether you have this wish in you.
就是希望有一天我能够做得胜者。
That one day I will become an overcomer.
我记得一些日子以前我们在查那个启示录的时候。
I remember some days ago we were studying the book of Revelation.
那读到启示录的时候，我们都很羡慕要做得胜者。As
we read this book, we all are full of envy that we want to become overcomer.
因为我们觉得做得胜者，太好了。Because
we realize that it is good to be overcomer.
但是很多弟兄姊妹交通的时候啊，都是说我希望呢，我能够做得胜者。But
out of all the fellowships, we discovered that most people said we wish we can be overcomer.
或者说有一天呢，我能够成为得胜者。
Or one day I may be overcome.
所以我们的里面呢，对那得胜者的观念呢，就是有一些人呢，他好像已经完全了。So
our concept is that some people they have been perfected.
有一些人呢，在神的面前呢，被神所得到很长一段时间以后呢，他就得胜了。Some
people have been gained by the Lord and they are the overcomers.
这不是一个很正确的观念。This
is not a correct concept.
什么是得胜？
What is to overcome?
如果这个人能赞美，那一刻你就是得胜者。If
you are able to praise at that moment, you are overcome.
如果你那个时候能赞美，那个时候你就得胜了。If
you are able to praise at that moment, you overcome.
一个得胜者就是常常赞美神的人。An
overcomer is one who often praises God.
一个得胜者就是他常常站在一个得胜的地位上。An
overcomer is one who stands on the position of being overcoming.
一个得胜者跟那个本身的人没有太大的关系。
Overcomer has not much to do with the person.
而是那个人知道站在什么地方,
but rather the person knows where to stand.
来站在得胜的根基上,
that is to stand on the foundation of overcoming.
那站在得胜根基上的人当然能够赞美,
those who stand on the foundation of overcoming, of course they can praise.
就在我们赞美的时候, 那我们就得胜了。
As we pray, we overcome.
诗篇有一句话说,
Psalm says,
他说, 神在婴儿和吃奶的苦中建立了能力。
Thou hast established strength out of the mouth of babes and sucklings.
然后在新约里面引用这一句话的时候，他说神在婴儿和吃奶的口中完全的赞美。
Also the New Testament says thou hast established strength out of the mouth of babes and sucklings.
这个婴儿啊和吃奶的是最没有能力的。
the babes and ducklings are the ones who are lacking strength.
那怎么可能跟能力发生关系呢？
How can they be connected with the strength?
我们来思想这一句话，婴儿和吃奶的是最没有能力的。
Let's consider this phrase. The babes and ducklings are those who are without power.
那怎么样才能够完全这个能力呢？
How can we establish this power?
在他们的口中。
Out of their mouth.
在他们的口中。
Out of their mouth.
我们今天从外面来看，我们比婴儿跟吃奶的有能力。
Hourly speaking today, we are more, we're stronger than the babes and suckling.
但是从属灵的观点来讲，我们就像婴儿的，就像吃奶。
But spiritually speaking, we are just like the babes and suckling.
那神怎么样能够完全这个能力呢？
So how can the Lord perfect such a strength?
在我们的口中。
Out of our mouth.
我们的口何等的重要。
Our mouth is so important.
如果一个人的口能够赞美神的话，
If a person's mouth is able to praise God,
那神就能够建立他的能力。
The Lord can establish his strength.
在读诗篇的时候常常看到这样的话。
We often come upon this phrase in the Psalms.
就记载以色列人用极大的声音来赞。
That is, the Israelites, praise God with all their, with strong voice.
那为什么以色列人赞美神要用极大的声音呢？
Why did the Israelites, praise God with such a strong voice?
因为他们认识那个赞美就是得胜。
Because they realized, the praising is a victory.
那个赞美呢就是征战。
They realize praising is a big, is a warfare.
既然是征战的话，他们就用他们全部的力量。
Since it is a warfare, they must use all their strength.
因此他们的声音呢都很大。
Therefore, their voices are very loud.
我们需要能够认识这个赞美的重要。
We must realize the importance of this praise.
仇敌常常要做一件事。
The enemy comes to do one thing.
就是让我们觉得没有什么好赞美的。
It causes us to feel there's nothing to praise about.
或者是我们的心情呢不能让我们赞美。
Or our feeling does not allow us to praise.
这个时候就是我们特别要赞美的时候。
This is the very moment we need to praise.
因为这个时候如果我们能够赞美的话，就能够把我们从那个监牢里面释放出来。
If we are able to praise at this moment, it will release us out of the prison.
这是第二点，赞美就是得胜。
This is the second point. Praising is victory.
第三，赞美是一个侍奉。
Thirdly, praising is a service.
我们看历代志上十六章。
First Chronicles 16.
历代志上十六章。
First Chronicles 16.
第四节。
Verse 4.
到第七节。
4 through 7.
对不起，历代志上是不是我刚刚是不是说十六章？对，历代志上十六章第四节，大卫派几个利未人在耶和华的约柜前侍奉，颂扬称谢，赞美耶和华以色列的神。为首的是亚撒，其次是撒加利亚、亚薛、士米拉莫、耶歇、马他提亚、以利亚、比纳雅、俄别以东。耶利鼓瑟弹琴，唯有亚撒敲拔，大声大发响声。祭司比拿雅和亚哈西常在神的约柜前吹号。那日大卫初次借亚撒和他的弟兄以诗歌称颂耶和华。
And he appointed some of the Levites as ministers before the ark of the Lord, even to celebrate and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief.And second to him, Zechariah, then Jael, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael with musical instruments, harps, lyres, and also Asaph played loud-sounding cymbals, and Benaiah and Jehaziel. The priests blew trumpets continually before the ark of the Lord God.
这里说大卫初次借亚撒和他的弟兄在以诗歌称颂耶和华。
Here it is mentioned that David appointed Asaph for the first time and his brethren to praise God.
我们都知道以色列人的侍奉是非常严肃的一件事。
We all realize the service of the Lord, service of Israel is a serious matter.
当神把这个侍奉的事交给摩西的时候，他告诉摩西说一点都不能改。
When the Lord committed the matter of service to Moses, he commended especially that nothing can be changed.
所以我们读出埃及记的时候觉得很好玩哈。
As we read the book of Exodus, it seems interesting.
同样的记载出现两次。
The same record appeared twice.
一次呢是神告诉摩西怎么样做。
First time it was Jehovah told Moses what to do.
第二次是摩西真正开始做的时候。
And then when Moses actually began doing the work.
跟神所说的一模一样。
It was recorded exactly the same as what the Lord told him.
摩西不敢在任何的事情上加上自己的意见。
Moses dared not to add to it any of his own ideas.
不但摩西不敢，以后的以色列人都不敢。
Not only Moses did not dare, all the children afterwards didn't dare either.
这到圣殿的敬拜应该是怎么样，就是怎么样。
As far as the worship service of the temple should be such in such a way, it is in such a way.
我相信我们都知道，大卫呢应该知道这一件事。
We believe David knew this full well.
因为他运约柜的时候没有按照神的方法。
Because David did not use the Lord's way in transporting the ark.
神就击杀了那个乌撒。
And God killed Uzza.
神大卫应该知道神的心意。
So David should know God's heart desire.
他也知道以色列人不能随便在侍奉的事情上加东西的。
And he knew that in the matter of praise, the Israelites did not add to it.
但是我们很惊讶的发现，就在这个历代世上的时候，大卫在侍奉的事情上加上他的东西了。
And much to our surprise, David in the record of the First Chronicles, as far as the worship service of the Lord, David added something.
他加了这个唱诗的人。
He added the people of the singers.
这实在是一件很大的一件事情。
It is a great matter.
但是呢，我们看见了神也没有发怒。
But we discovered God was not wrath.
神也没有降火下来把他们都烧掉。
He did not send fire from heaven to burn them up.
我们就看见一件事。
And we realized one thing.
这件事是合乎神心意。
Because this is done according to God's heart's desire.
神的心意实在是愿意人这样来赞美他。
His heart wants people to worship in such a way.
那我们就会问了，既然是神的心意，为什么不告诉摩西呢？
Then we ask, since this is God's heart's desire, why then did he not tell Moses?
告诉摩西那不就很好了吗？
If he had told Moses, then everything is done properly.
那历世历代的以色列人都能够唱诗赞美神。
And all the descendants of Israel throughout generations can sing praises to God.
我们就发现，在赞美这件事情上，神要人出于人的自愿。
Then we discover that on the matter of praises to God, God wants us to have our own will.
我们人要做很多的事情是按照神的心意的。
We do many things according to God's will.
但是神就是在赞美这件事情上呢，不要勉强我们。
But in the matter of praise, God does not want to force us.
如果一个人在那里赞美神，不是出于甘心乐意。
If a person standing there praising God, not out of his own will.
那是因为传统的缘故。
But because of tradition.
那神宁可不要那个赞美。
God would rather not have the praise.
所以神没有晓谕摩西来设立唱歌的人。
That's why God did not tell Moses, to set up the singers.
但是一直到大卫起来了。
All the way until, David came up.
他认识了神的心意。
Having known God's heart's desire.
他就设立了唱歌的人。
He set the singers.
这件事情满足了神的心意。
This matter satisfied God's heart.
也从大卫开始，这个赞美神成为一个侍奉。
And from David onwards, the singers became a service of the temple.
什么叫做赞美的侍奉呢？
So what is a service of praise?
这里实在值得我们来思想。
It demands our consideration.
在大卫的时代，大卫设立多少人做赞美的侍奉，你知道吗？
David's time, do you know how many people God has established to do this service of praise?
大卫设立4000个人做歌唱。
David established 4,000 people as singers.
有4000个人他们是在这个赞美上侍奉神。
There were 4,000 people participating in the service of praise.
是不是这4000个人赞美神，其他以色列人不赞美神呢？
Does it mean only 4,000 can praise God and the rest of Israelites cannot?
不是的。
No.
而是这4000个人乃是首先来赞美。
It is rather these 4,000 take the lead in praising God.
所以每一次以色列人聚集的时候，
So every time when the Israelites meet,
这四千人有排成不同的班次。
The 4,000 people are divided into classes.
然后这些轮到的人呢，他们就首先把赞美归给神。
And as they fall upon their order, they come to offer their praises.
然后所有的以色列人，他们又一起来赞美。
And then the rest of the Israelites come to praise God.
这个首先赞美是赞美的侍奉。
To take the lead to praise is a service of praise.
每一个人都该赞美神。
Everyone must praise the Lord.
但是有一些人，他们乃是领头赞美的。
But there are a few who take the lead to praise.
这是一个侍奉。
This is a praise.
这是一个很宝贵的侍奉。
This is a precious service.
为什么我们知道这是一个宝贵的侍奉呢？
How do we know this is a precious service?
因为在这里面，他们每一个人的名字都被记在上面。
Because we see the name of every person recorded here.
所以我们刚才念的时候都很困难的念。
So as we read it, we found it very difficult to read.
那为什么神把他们的名字放在圣经上呢？
Why did the Lord record their names in the Bible?
那我们今天念圣经都很困难。
So that we cannot read their names.
有些人读圣经又觉得太麻烦了。
And some find it very difficult.
那是因为神重视这些人。
But it is because God regards them very important.
神看重这样的侍奉。
God regards important this kind of service.
神宝贵这样的人，
God treasures this kind of people.
所以神把他们的名字记在圣经的上面。
That's why the Lord recorded their names in the Bible.
今天神也何等盼望得着一般的人。
How God wishes to gain a people today.
他们能够做这样的侍奉。
That they would perform such a service.
乃是在神的儿女当中来首先把赞美归给神。
That among all God's people, they would take the lead to render God the service.
乃是在宇宙的里面首先来称谢神。
To render the praises to God in the universe.
今天这样的侍奉太少了。
Today there's such a lack in this kind of service.
今天许多的人都是希望别人先赞美神。
Today we wish other people to take the lead first.
当别人赞美神以后，我们再加上去。
After somebody has taken the lead, then we would add our portion.
我们就把所有的重担都放在少数人的身上。
And then we place the burden upon the shoulders of a few.
因为首先赞美神不是一件容易的事。
Because it's not easy to take the lead to praise.
因为这个属在空中那个掌权的。
Because the principalities and powers in the air.
是最反对神的儿女赞美神。
Comes against God's children to praise God.
所以他要对那首先赞美的那个神的人，他要攻击。
Therefore they attack the most those who take the lead to praise.
首先赞美是最困难的一件事情。
It is the hardest thing to take the lead to praise.
我们是不是有这样的感觉呢？
Don't we have such a feeling?
我相信我们很少有这样的认识。
I believe we don't have such a sensation.
我们来到聚会里面。
As we come in the meeting.
我们觉得某某人一定是最先祷告的。
We automatically assume some will take the lead to praise.
他没祷告以前我都不祷告的。
Before he prays, I will never pray.
等到他祷告以后呢，那第二个是谁就会祷告了。
Once he has prayed, then I know who the second one will be.
等到他祷告以后呢，那个谁谁又会祷告了。
And after the second one, I know who the third one will be.
我至于我呢，我等到那个什么时候，我想的时候，我祷告一遍。
As for me, when do I pray?
等到我想要祷告的时候，我祷告一遍。
When I feel like it.
如果我不想的话，那就算了。
If I don't feel like it, then I let it slip.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一个正常的态度。
This is not the right attitude.
我们需要有更多的人，他们献上这个赞美的侍奉。
We need more people to offer the service of praise.
我们来到聚会的里面。
As we come in the meeting.
我们需要来问主，是不是今天是我做赞美的事。
We must ask the Lord, Lord, is it me that to perform the service of praise today?
今天是不是我当首先把赞美归给神呢？
Is it my turn today to take the lead to offer the praise to you?
弟兄姊妹，有没有人得救很多年？从来没有做过这个侍奉。
For instance, have you been saved for many years but have never performed such service?
从来没有首先把赞美归给神过。
And have never taken the lead to render the service of praise to God.
弟兄姊妹，
For instance,
这个侍奉是约柜前的侍奉。
This service is a service before the ark.
第四节说，大卫派几个利未人在耶和华的约柜前侍奉。
Verse 4 says, and he appointed some of the Levites as ministers before the ark of the Lord.
约柜是神的心意。
The ark represents God's heart desire.
所以这个侍奉是在神心意旁边的侍奉。
So this service is right next to God's heart desire.
这是神所最喜爱的侍奉。
This is a service that touches God the most.
这是神所最宝贵的侍奉。
This is a service that God treasures the most.
我们愿不愿意把这样的侍奉归给神？
Are we willing to render God the service?
我们做了很多其他的侍奉。
We have performed many other services.
都是神所喜悦的。
All are pleasing to God.
都是神所宝贵的。
All are precious to God.
但是神喜悦的最喜悦的一件事，
but his uttermost heart desire.
就是我们在赞美的事情上侍奉他。
Is to serve him in praise.
我们是不是愿意把他最喜悦的侍奉给他？
Are we willing to render him what he takes pleasure the most?
我们都很喜欢唱那首诗歌，我主我爱你。
We all love to sing that song, Lord, I love you.
我们都喜欢唱能够听到我赞美你的声音。
We all love to sing, you hear my voice of praise.
我们这样子唱。
As we sing.
但我们是不是也这样子做？
But are we doing it likewise?
我们每一个礼拜都有这样的机会。
We have opportunities every week.
每一次神的儿女聚集的时候，我们都有这样的机会。
Every time God's children gather, we have opportunities.
就是首先把赞美归给神。
That is to take the lead to render to God a service of praise.
这是一个侍奉。
This is a service.
37节。
Verse 37.
他说，一日敬一日的职分。历代志上16章37节。
As every day's work requires, they minister before the ark.
这些侍奉的人，他们每一天有每一天来侍奉神。
These people who serve God, every day they have their portion of the service.
这不但是他们的侍奉，更是他们的生活。
So this is not only their service, this is their living.
他们每一天就是这样的赞美神。
They praise the Lord in such a way daily.
他们当中，还有一个特别的人。
Among their midst, there's also someone special.
叫亚撒。
Called Asaph.
这个人是非常可爱。
This is a very precious person.
他是那个打那个拔的那个人。
He's one who plays the cymbal.
他在那打拔的时候，以色列人就高声的赞美。
As he plays the cymbal, the Israelites lift up their voice to praise God.
还有两个祭司，一个是以拿雅，一个是亚哈西。
And there are also two priests. One is Jehiel, and
这两个人是吹号的人。
And these are the trumpeters.
一个是打拔，两个是吹号。
One plays the cymbal, two blew the trumpet.
这个打拔，这个号一吹的时候
，as they play the cymbals and blew the trumpet,
这歌唱的人就赞美神。
And the singers lift up their voice to praise.
然后以色列的百姓就说阿门。
And the children of Israel says Amen.
这实在是美丽的一件事。
It is such a beautiful picture.
我们刚才在聚会前唱的那首诗歌
，in the meetings we have sang that song.
是一首非常好的诗歌。
It was a great song.
我们今天实在唱的不好。
But we did not do a good job.
没有把那个味道唱出来。
We did not get into the feeling of that song.
那首诗歌最摸着我的一句话。
The verse that touches me the most in that song.
就是啊，那个圣徒同蒙恩。
It is the saints receiving grace together.
他说阿门，因是同蒙恩。
Amen is because we are all heirs of grace.
你知道最美的祷告，最美的赞美是什么？
What is the most precious prayer and praise?
对我而言，最美的赞美。就是阿们。
To me, the best prayer and praise is Amen.
但是不是我们这里的阿们。
But it's not our kind of Amen.
我们的阿们声音很小的。
Our Amen is so weak.
很难听得到的。
It's hardly discernible.
那个阿们乃是那个启示录里面那个阿们。
This Amen should be the Amen in Revelation.
那里有人吹号以后。
After someone blew the trumpet.
就有人赞美。
And there are some who praise.
就所有的人就阿们。
And people echo with the Amen.
那个阿们要充满在这个穹苍的当中。
And Amen will echo in the universe.
这是一个侍奉。
This is a service.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis.
我们需要进入这个侍奉的里面。
We need to enter into this kind of service.
赞美是一个身体的侍奉。
Praising is a service of the body.
为了是一个身体的侍奉，大卫设了4000个人。
For the service of the body, David established 4,000 people.
我们常常在赞美神的时候会讲一句话。
We often would say in our prayer.
我们说 Hallelujah.
We would say Hallelujah.
你知道 Hallelujah 是什么意思？
You know the meaning of Hallelujah.
Hallelujah 如果把它翻译出来的话，就是让我们赞美耶和华。
Translated, it means let us praise Jehovah.
那意思就是说，让每一次你说 Hallelujah 就是让我们赞美耶和华。
So、every time we say Hallelujah, it means let us praise Jehovah.
如果有一个人说 Hallelujah,
if someone says Hallelujah,
没有人说阿门的话，
there's no Amen.
那就表示你们都不愿意赞美耶和华。
That means you're not willing to praise Jehovah.
有人说让我们赞美耶和华。
Someone says let us praise Jehovah.
没有人说话。
Silence.
这是很不对的一件事。
It is not right.
我们就要不然就是我们不知道什么叫 Hallelujah.
Either we do not understand what is Hallelujah.
要不然就是我们不愿意赞美耶和华。
Or we're not willing to praise Jehovah.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要来认识什么是 Hallelujah.
For instance, we need to come to know what is hallelujah.
当一个人说哈利路亚的时候
，Somebody says hallelujah.
他那里做一个赞美的侍奉。
He's offering a service of praise.
那个阿门在什么地方
？Where is the amen?
难道你不愿意赞美神吗
？Are you unwilling to praise God?
难道七八十个人没有一个人愿意赞美神吗
？Out of 70 or 80, not one is willing to praise God.
难道七八十个人里面都是不愿意赞美神的吗？
All 70 or 80 are not willing to praise God.
我相信不是的。
I do not think so.
我相信我们心里面都要赞美神。
I believe out of our heart we all want to praise God.
但是我们没有在那个实际的当中。
But we're not in the reality of praise.
我们不在那个赞美的实际的里面。
We're not inside the reality of praise.
当一个人讲哈利路亚的时候
，When somebody says hallelujah,
对我们讲好像是一个仪式。
To us, it's just a formality.
就是祷告的时候就要说这个话嘛。
It means when you pray, you must say such a
word. 信主久以后，我也会说了嘛。
After many years, I know how to learn how to say that word.
如果我们是这样的来说哈利路亚的话
，This is our attitude for saying hallelujah.
如果我们是这样的来听哈利路亚的话
，This is our attitude to hear the word hallelujah.
这是神所厌恶的。
This is what God abhors.
我们需要来严肃的思想这件事。
We must take this seriously.
不是所有的献祭神都喜欢的。
God is not pleased with all the services.
神甚至讲过这样的话。
God, he himself said so.
我们如果献祭不是从我们心里面出来的。
If our service doesn't issue out of our heart.
如果我们听到别人的献祭我们没有进入那个实际。
After hearing other service, we do not enter into that reality.
这是神所厌恶的一件。
This is what God abhors.
这是招神咒诅的一件事。
This invites God's curse.
所以弟兄姊妹我们需要进入赞美的实际。
For instance, we need to enter into the reality of praise.
我们不但要赞美神。
Not only do we praise God,
我们要进入那个侍奉。
We must enter into that service.
这是一个伟大的侍奉。
This is a great service.
这是一个约柜前的侍奉。
This is service before the ark.
这是一个仇敌最不喜欢的侍奉。
This is a service that the enemy hates the most.
但愿有人能够认识这一件事。
May many people come to realize this matter.
起来做赞美神的人。
And rise up to be a person to praise God.
第四，赞美是一个荣耀的见证。
Fourthly, praise is a glorious testimony.
历代志下第五章。
Second Chronicles 5.
历代志下第五章十三节
，verse 13。
吹号的、歌唱的，都一起发声，齐合为一，赞美、感谢耶和华。吹号、敲拔，用各种乐器扬声赞美耶和华，说：耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。那时耶和华的殿有云充满。甚至祭司不能站立供职，因为耶和华的荣光充满了神的殿。
In unison, when the trumpeters and the singers were to make themselves heard with one voice to praise and to glorify the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice accompanied by trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, when they praised the Lord, saying, He indeed is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Then the house of the Lord, was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord.The house of God.
第七章第一节，所罗门祈祷一毕，就有火从天上降下来，烧尽燔祭和别的祭，耶和华的荣光充满了殿。因为耶和华的荣光充满耶和华的殿，所以祭司不能进殿。
That's seven verses 1 and 2. Now when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. The glory of the Lord filled the house.And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled the house, filled the Lord's house.
当所罗门把那个圣殿盖好以后
，After Solomon had built the house,
就按照大卫所设立的，他们在那里赞美神。
And according to what David had established, they were praising God.
他们赞美的时候，就耶和华的荣光充满那个殿的里面。
And as they prayed, the kind of glory of Jehovah filled the house.
那个殿里面呢，就有那个云彩。
And there was a cloud inside of the temple.
这云彩代表什么呢
？What does the cloud represent?
希伯来书告诉我们，有许多的见证人如同云彩一般。
Hebrews tells us that we have a cloud of witnesses.
这个云彩就是神的见证。
Therefore, the cloud is God's testimony.
云彩也代表神的荣耀。
The cloud represents God's glory.
当神的见证显出来的时候，就是荣耀。
When God's testimony appears, it is God's glory.
当以色列人在那个赞美的里面，神就成为他们荣耀的见证。
When the Israelites were in that glory, in that praise, they were in the glory.
以色列人把那个殿盖起来了。
The Israelites had built the temple.
他们花了很大的功夫把那个殿盖起来了。
They had paid a price to build the temple.
不错，这个殿是神的心意。
Sure, this is God's heart desire.
不错，这个殿实在是一个宝贵的地方。
It is right, this temple is a precious place.
但是更宝贵的一件事乃是殿中的云彩。
What is more precious is the cloud inside the temple.
如果光有殿
only to have the temple,
没有云彩
without the cloud,
那个殿也不宝贵。
That temple is not precious.
所以这一天我们在地上，我们不能够只是知道要建造圣殿。
So these days on earth, we must be the people that not only know to build the temple.
我们不能够满足啊，我们有了一个殿。
We cannot be satisfied just to have a mere temple.
这个殿也不是指的这个物质上的这个建筑。
It is not the material temple anyway.
这个殿乃是我们这些蒙恩的儿女。
This temple is all of us who are redeemed.
我们不能够满足说我们现在有一般蒙恩的儿女在一起，我们是神的殿。
We cannot be satisfied by saying we are God's redeemed, we are God's temple.
我们乃要问我们自己，这个殿里面有没有云彩？
We must ask a question. Do we have the cloud inside the temple?
如果我们常常在那个殿里面没有云彩的话，有什么用呢？
If inside the temple there is no cloud, what good is it?
没有神的见证。
That is without God's testimony.
看不到神的荣耀。
Without God's glory.
这里面告诉我们，当他们一同赞美的时候，
It tells us here that when they come together to praise,
他们声合为一的时候，
When they're in unison,
神的云彩就降临在他们当中。
The cloud of God descends upon them.
祭司都不能侍奉。
To such an extent, the priest cannot stand to minister.
不需要祭司的侍奉了。
There's no need for the ministry of the priest.
今天在神的殿里面，如果有云彩的话，
Today in God's temple, if there's a cloud,
不需要讲道了。
There's no need to preach.
不需要人站在这里侍奉。
There's no need for men to stand here to serve.
因为人的侍奉就成为多余的。
Because man's service becomes frivolous.
神的云彩在那里，要满足我们人里面一切的需要。
God's cloud will satisfy all our needs.
当所罗门王祷告以后，
After Solomon finished praying,
我们发现有一件事，
We discovered one thing.
就有火从天上降下来。
Fire descend from heaven.
把他们所有的燔祭都烧掉了。
Consume all their burnt offerings.
哇，这实在是太美了。
What a beautiful picture that is.
他们乃是把那个祭物放在那
里。They laid the sacrifices there.
然后从天上那个火就降下来， and, 把所有的燔祭都悦纳。
And there came fire from heaven, consuming all the sacrifices.
很让我们觉得好的一件事。
We feel very good about this.
就是这个殿里面不但有云，还有火。
That there is not only cloud in the temple, there is a fire.
在以色列旷野，在旷野行走的时候，他们有一个云柱，他们有一个火柱。
As the Israelites journeyed in the wilderness, there was a pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
白天有那个云柱，晚上有那个火柱。
There was a pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night.
那表示神与他们的同在。
That represents God's presence with them.
也是神的见证在他们的当中。
That was also God's testimony in the midst of Israelites.
到了所罗门建殿的时候，我们就看到那个云，我们就看到那个火。
So when Solomon finished building the temple, we see the cloud and the fire.
这个云和火是很重要的。
The cloud and the fire is very important.
如果一个殿没有云和没有火的话，
If the temple is without cloud or fire,
这个殿也不能够满足神的心意。
This temple falls short of God's heart desire.
这些日子里面，主实在很恩待我们。
These days, God shows grace for us.
常常对我们说他心里面的话。
Oftentimes speaking out of his heart's desire.
我也发现弟兄姊妹的心中也很受的感动。
And I discover many things are touched.
许多弟兄姊妹在祷告的里面，都有这个心意，要把自己献给神。
Many saints in their prayer have this idea to offer themselves to God.
很多人里面都有一个感觉要侍奉神。
Many saints are touched to serve God.
这是件宝贵的事。
This is a precious thing.
这就好像把那个祭物呢都放在祭坛上面了。
This is like bringing the sacrifices and lay them upon the altar.
但是我们还需要一件事。
But one thing is needful.
我们需要有火从天上降下来。
We need fire to descend out of heaven.
把我们带到那个奉献的实际。
And to usher us into the reality of the offering.
如果没有这个火把我们带进那奉献的实际，
Without the fire to usher us into the reality of the sacrifice,
我们就会一再做同样的奉献。
We will repeat the same sacrifice.
这岂不是我们的经历吗？
This is not our experience.
我们向神有一个心愿，我们要奉献。
We have a heart desire that we want to offer to the Lord.
我们的确愿意奉献。
We want to consecrate.
我们把它献上去的。
We offer it up.
但是过了几年以后
，few years later，
我们又被神感动到神的面前。
We're touched by the Lord again, and we come before God.
我们又献同样一个祭。
We offer the same sacrifice.
为什么会献同样一个祭
？Why would we offer the same sacrifice？
因为头一个祭并没有被神用火焚烧
，because that first sacrifice was not consumed by fire.
所以那个祭还在那个祭坛上面。
And that sacrifice remained on the altar.
当主感动我们的时候
，as the Lord touched us，
让我们里面愿意把我们的祭献上。
May we be willing to offer our sacrifices.
我们需要来赞美。
We need to come to praise.
我们要用的赞美，然后让我们进入这个时期。
We need to allow the praise to lead us into that reality.
借着众圣徒的赞美
，by the praises of the saints.
借着众圣徒的敬拜
，by the worship of the saints.
神从天上把火降下来
，God sent fire out of heaven.
这个火就把我们的祭物收走了。
This fire will consume all our sacrifices.
这个火把那个祭物收走以后，我们就不需要再重新献同样的祭物了。
After the sacrifices are consumed by fire, there's no need for us to re-offer the same sacrifice.
并不是说我们就不需要献祭了。
It doesn't mean we don't need to offer anymore.
我们不需要献重复的祭。
We do not repeat the same sacrifice.
主还要让我们献别的祭。
The Lord wants other sacrifices from us.
但是如果我们老是献同一个祭的时候
，If we offer continually the same sacrifice，
我们在神的面前就不能够经历其他的祭。
We cannot experience other sacrifices before the Lord.
所以盼望主实在能够恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
不但让我们看见献祭的宝贵
，Not only to allow us to see the preciousness of sacrifice，
带领我们进入那献祭的时期。
May we enter into the reality of sacrifice.
最后我们看一次圣经
Lastly, let's turn
以赛亚书62章
so Isaiah 62
第六节第七节
Verses 6 and 7
这两节圣经非常的宝贵
These are two precious verses
所以帮我们一起来读
Let's read together
耶路撒冷啊，我在城上这里守望着，他们这夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。这里说要等到耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Here it says until Jerusalem is established, praising the earth.
这里面中文翻译的还是不够准确。
The Chinese version is not accurate.
应该说是耶路撒冷成为地上的赞美。
It should say, to make Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
耶路撒冷成为地上的一个赞美。
Jerusalem becomes a praise in the earth.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等美丽的一个思想。
Well, this is such a wonderful thought, this is.
就是耶路撒冷在地上就成为那个赞美。
That is Jerusalem on earth becomes a praise.
你我就是那个耶路撒冷。
We are that Jerusalem.
我们今天就是那个耶路撒冷一部分。
Today we are part of that Jerusalem.
为了这个缘故，神就设立了守望的人。
For this cause, God established watchmen.
告诉他们说，你们不要静默。
That they should not keep silent.
你们也不要歇息。
And have no rest.
要让神也不能够歇息。
And give the Lord no rest.
只等到这个地上耶路撒冷成为地上的赞美。
Until he established and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
我们需要这样的人。
We need such people.
我们需要这样的守望者。
We need such watchmen.
他们看见耶路撒冷应该成为地上的赞美。
They have seen Jerusalem should be a praise in the earth.
今天虽然还不是这样的光景。
So today we do not see it.
但是他们里头就不歇息。
And inwardly they have no rest.
他们不静默。
And they do not keep silent.
神的儿女不做静默的人。
God's people should not be silent people.
神的儿女不能做静默的人。
God's children should not be silent people.
因为我们蒙了何等大的恩典。
Because we have received so great a salvation.
如果我们蒙了这样大的恩典，还能够做静默的人。
Having received such grace and to be a silent people.
那表示我们不认识这个恩典。
It means we do not know this grace.
我们不了解这个恩典何等的浩大。
We do not realize how great that grace is.
我们稍微有一点认识的话。
Having a little bit understanding,
我们就不能静默。
We should not be silent.
我们要求神工作。
We must pray God to work.
直到耶路撒冷成为地上的赞美。
Until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在觉得这个思想是宝贵的思想。
And sisters, we really treasure this thought.
我们实在觉得在地上缺少赞美。
We feel there's a great lack on earth of praise.
特别在神的儿女当中缺少赞美。
Especially among God's children, there's a great lack of praise.
不信主的人不能赞美。
The unbelievers cannot praise.
石头不能赞美。
The rocks cannot praise.
天上的星宿不能赞美。
The stars in heaven cannot praise.
已死的人也不能赞美。
The dead cannot praise.
只有谁能赞美？
Who can praise?
只有你我可以赞美。
Only you and I can praise.
只有蒙恩的人可以赞美。
Only those who have received grace can praise.
只有我们能够把这个赞美的祭归给神。
Only we can render to God the sacrifice of praise.
这是一个祭。
This is a sacrifice.
所以我们要献上。
We must offer that.
不管我们方便不方便。
Whether it's convenient or not.
只要我们认识神是应当得到这个赞美。
As long as we have a realization God is worthy of praise.
我们就要献上。
We must offer that.
这个献祭赞美是我们的得胜。
To offer a sacrifice of praise is our victory.
我们要用这赞美来使所有的门为我们打开。
We must open all the doors for us by praising.
我们要用赞美是所有的锁链都要脱掉。
We must do away with all the chains by praising.
我们在神的面前有许多的借口。
But we have so many excuses.
每一个借口都是一个锁链。
Every excuse is a chain.
那个锁链是不能够脱落的。
That is a strong chain.
除非我们愿意成为一个赞美的人。
Unless we are willing to become a one who prays.
赞美是一个侍奉。
Praising is a service.
这个荣耀的侍奉
，the glorious service，
这个约柜前的侍奉
，service before the ark，
神最宝贵的侍奉
service that God treasures the most。
有没有人愿意把这样的侍奉来归给神呢
？Who is willing to render to God such service？
赞美是一个见证
，praise is a testimony，
这个荣耀的见证
，the glorious testimony，
把神的云彩带到我们当中
，arches the cloud of God，
把神的火带到我们的当中
，sends the fire from God。
带领我们进入一切属灵的实际
to lead us into all the reality of spiritual things
让我们都能来学习赞美
we will all learn to be praisers
当下次有人不但我们自己学习赞美
not only we learn to praise
当我们听到有人赞美的时候
when we hear someone praise
我们要阿们
we must say amen
我们要在身体里面一起赞美
we must praise in the body
因为赞美不是一个人的事
because the matter of praise is not one man
而是耶路撒冷的事
it's a matter of Jerusalem
每一天耶路撒冷要成为地上的赞美。
One day Jerusalem will be praised in the earth.
求主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his word.